Joining us now is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. And Todd, once upon a time there was bipartisan agreement about U.S. policy regarding Iran, but that may be over forever when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses Congress this week.
My speech is not intended to show any disrespect to President Obama or the esteemed office that he holds. I have great respect for both. My speech is also not intended to inject Israel into the American partisan debate. An important reason why our alliance has grown stronger is that it has been championed by both parties, and so it must remain.
Well, it might be a little late for that. Netanyahu has injected himself into the American partisan debate, speaking there at the AIPAC Israel Lobby Policy Conference in Washington today. Todd, can Benjamin Netanyahu backpedal here? He's already in the middle of this debate.
He really is. And the political parts of this, Netanyahu versus Obama or Boehner versus Obama, have been injected into this a long time ago, despite the efforts of a lot of different members of Congress and even some administration officials lately to try and defuse that, John. But it's not going away. That's Netanyahu's speech today at AIPAC, and tomorrow in front of the U.S. Congress, the controversial invitation from Speaker John Boehner, which really upended protocol, of course. It wasn't the fact that Netanyahu was speaking to an American audience or even to a joint session of Congress. That would have been easy. Everyone knows how popular Israel is among U.S. congresspersons of both parties. It was really the fact that John Boehner, the speaker, went around the State Department, went around Obama, and invited Netanyahu 2 weeks before his election to speak directly to Congress without consulting the White House. That was a shock to the State Department and a shock to the White House. But John, the speaker, was on the Sunday shows just this weekend defending his choice.
The threat coming from Iran and the Iranians having a nuclear weapon is a threat to the region, it's a threat to the United States, and it's a threat to the rest of the world. This is a serious issue. And we're not going to resolve this issue by sticking our heads in the sand. The Prime Minister can talk about this threat, I believe, better than anyone. And the United States Congress wants to hear from him, and so do the American people.
Todd, it's widely reported in Israel that Netanyahu wants to kill this deal, the negotiations over the Iran nuclear program with the U.S., Iran, and other nations. Do you think he believes that he can do it?
Yeah, he's not alone. I don't know what he believes necessarily, but John, he has pretty good indications now to think that there are a lot of members of Congress on both sides of the aisle behind him. Look, the frustration and anger over the invitation notwithstanding, there are a lot of movements within Congress to try and kill this deal before it's even born or shortly thereafter. Most notably, Senator Bob Corker. He's chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, and he's out with a new bill. There have been a lot of these floating around, but he's got a new one that's signed on to by a lot of Democrats, John. It would essentially give Congress control over the details of this deal. It would require President Obama to submit any nuclear deal with Iran and the P5 plus one to Congress for review and an up and down vote. And in the meantime, would prevent, and this is crucial, would prevent the president from tinkering with any of the sanctions against Iran. Now, that's crucial because Iran is desperate to get out from under economic sanctions. That's why they're at the negotiating table right now. And ratcheting back on some sanctions, dialing them back, is one of the key tools that the White House has to get Iran to comply with the details of any deal. And then in the long term, of course, it would take Congress to repeal any sanctions if Iran proved to be faithful to any deal. This bill from Corker is saying, no, Congress wants control over this. The president is guaranteed to veto that message. So Netanyahu can be sure he has a lot of allies in Congress.
Bottom line for Netanyahu, this is his deal, speaking before AIPAC.
Israel and the United States agree that Iran should not have nuclear weapons, but we disagree on the best way to prevent Iran from developing those weapons. American leaders worry about the security of their country. Israeli leaders worry about the survival of their country.
And reassurance came from U.S. officials, White House officials, including Samantha Power, the ambassador to the United Nations, also speaking at AIPAC today.
The United States of America will not allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon, period.
Was that tepid applause, Todd? What do you think?
I think a lot of people in that crowd don't buy it. They don't buy that message. But the White House is trying not to cede the entire public stage to Netanyahu and his high-profile speech tomorrow. Today at AIPAC, you heard from Samantha Power there, the UN ambassador, Susan Rice, the national security advisor, who said that Netanyahu's speech is destructive to the U.S.-Israel relationship, speaks tonight, and President Obama himself granting an interview to Reuters to give his message on the White House deal in advance of Netanyahu's speech tomorrow, John.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it.